It's Galesburg Live, Saturday morning. I don't know what the date is. Dale, what's the date?
The 11th
yeah. of March, and 22 degrees. And if you're one of those that thought, oh, it's 60 in February, it's going to be awesome, spring is here. I told all those friends, Dale, that it's probably going to snow again.
Yeah, oh yeah, it always does.
I know, and they had hope, but we're probably going to get a little snow. It still is winter, so 1 to 3 maybe overnight tomorrow, and then the same on Monday. And don't forget to spring ahead on your clocks there at the butter churn, so you don't open the doors late, but you're off tomorrow. What are the hours of the butter churn, Bobby DePoy?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we are open 10 to 6 for now. And Fridays, we are 4 to 8 in the evening. Saturdays, we are 10 to 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bobby DePoy is the co-owner of the butter churn with her husband, Dale. And Stephanie, your other partner, she lives in California. Mm-hmm. So this is your place. And it is a fresh food market. Feed your family, create community. Local vendors, local folks that make products locally and fresh are on the shelves at the butter churn. Mm-hmm. You can come in for casserole Thursday. It's soup on the menu today. Yeah. Dale, what are we having?
Potato corn chowder, I believe, is what we're having today.
He says, looking at his wife.
Yeah,
I'm not
like,
sure.
am I right?
Baked goods, wines on the shelf, wine and jazz nights on Saturday as you wind down.
One Friday a month.
Yeah, one Friday a month. Mm-hmm. That'll probably double soon. You've only owned it for 3 months. You'll be like, we got to do that.
We're going to party every Friday night. good.
And then, but you can rent out a space and talk about that, your kitchen. And the community garden you wanted to get to also. But tell me if I wanted to, what would that kitchen rental entail?
If there's any need, you need a certified kitchen.
Yeah.
It's properly certified by the health department.
Yeah.
We rent that out for $50 a turn.
Yeah.
If you need it for an extended period of time, like week after week after week, we can work out a deal with that.
But so then these parties, theme parties too, you also have.
Right. Any party that you want to book, we can do it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can do it.
Yeah.
We also do tea parties of different kinds, depending on how eccentric you want to be.
Right.
We have different levels of tea parties we can do. We do dinner parties, lunch parties. It can just be a sit down wine party, coffee party, painting party, of course.
Yeah.
Or if you want to have a simple, we supply coloring pages if you just want to have something to do, something for the kids.
And it's got to be great to have your partner Dale right next to you to when they need to tweak the eccentricity level. He can do that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he helps with the energy and the fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's got to be great to be able to turn to him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about the community garden and how that's right. It's starting to grow soon,
yes,
literally.
Yes, we're getting it underway. We have had the gardener, Caitlin Nelson, come in. She is working on her master's gardener degree.
Right on the property there in Woodhall.
Right. Yeah. So if she works on a community garden, she'll get credit towards her degree. So we're helping her with that, and she's going to help us learn to garden because some of us can't do it at all.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So we're going to learn. And she's going to teach us. And then anybody who wants to come in and also learn how to garden or learn about how to grow certain foods. Stephanie, the other co-owner, has always wanted to grow edible flowers. So we're going to do that.
Yeah. What's the unspoken rule of a community garden? I mean, if you take some radishes, you got to be there next year to help plant.
And,
yeah. If you want to...
And that's the create community part of your the mission statement of the butter churn, right?
Yeah, come and hang out together and work on something that's going to better the whole community. And if you need it, take it. If you have the time, spare it.
Yeah. I'll let you think about it, Bobby, because you're a thinker. I'm going to ask Dale, where do you think in 5 years, where do you guys see the butter churn?
I don't know. I think it's different enough and supports all these small local businesses so well.
Yeah.
It could really turn into a nice little place to just kind of hang out and have parties and schedule parties or just come in and visit with people.
Yeah.
And I really think it could be something strong and kind of reclaim that old, like I keep saying, the old general store feel where people just gather and chat.
Right.
And get food for the family and maybe pick up a casserole or a soup to take home, or they can get stuff to make their own.
Yeah.
And I really think in a few years it could be something really special. It already is. But yeah. I think it could get, once word of mouth spreads, people really find it very interesting and very fun and very relaxing.
Yeah. Well, and you and Bobby both have real jobs, but it's... And everybody has a hobby or a dream, something that they tend to that is important in their life too. And you guys get to pursue this one together. Yeah. Not that you don't want to, the real jobs aren't great, but maybe one day you won't have to have them. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sit in there and do our artwork while selling you guys the.
Are you jealous that Dale gets to be in there more than you during the week?
I don't think he's in there more than me.
No, when no.
No. It's a fair trade.
It's a nice trade. Yeah. Trade. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby, how about you? 5 years to Butter Churn. Where are you hoping?
I think there is a lot of potential for growth and possibly, you know, when you franchisement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
To some other smaller towns that where you can just, it's a small town, but you bring stuff from all the other small towns around, so you don't have to travel half an hour here or 50 minutes there. You go to one place and it's all right there.
And that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in Woodhull and you got products from Cuba, you know, in there, you know, or Kewaunee or, all over Raritan, wherever.
Places I've never heard of yet.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Tell us how people can, first of all, Woodhull, Illinois. On Division Street there in the business district. I always love that. My sister lives there and I go and I see her and it says business district and there's an arrow and I go down. I'm like, it just cracks me up in the small towns. They have a business district. But you're right there on the corner of Division. Are you on the corner? Division and
we're kind of nestled all nice and snug between Genesio's and a car repair shop and we're set back a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you see Genesio's, just go to the other side.
Yeah. What do you love about Woodhull? I mean, going into that small town has got to be great, just in knowing you got that little nook there now.
Yeah. It feels very safe, very comfy.
Yeah.
I definitely need to just walk around the town sometime, get the layout. I haven't really had a chance to do
that. You're in that one space so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see more of where we are.
The Butter Churn, a fresh food market, feed your family, create community, and that's what Bobby DuPuy and Dale Griffiths are doing. And how can people get a hold of you on the old interwebs, the World Wide Web, where they're at home on their tablet right now, if they can see more?
Okay. Well, we do have a Facebook page, of course.
Yeah.
And we do have a website.
Just type in the Butter Churn, by the way, and you'll see it.
Yep. Yeah, Butter Churn Woodhull. And we do have a website, which is on the Facebook page, but I can't remember exactly what it is right now.
You're not really utilizing, your Facebook, is that where you're getting more of the action?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn the website.
Sure.
The website thing right now.
You got a Twitter handle, though. I saw
do
you
we?
Have a Twitter. The Butter Churn has a Twitter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That must be from Stephanie, because I don't tweet.
I think it's at the Butter Churn. So, I saw it last night on your Facebook, and then so I think I'm following you now on Twitter.
Oh, thanks for
didn't
following.
Didn't even know it.
No.
No, I would be clueless.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Have your daughter do your social media managing.
She will be doing that.
Yeah, that's great. Anything coming up at the Butter Churn you want people to know about that's on the horizon event-wise? Or maybe just your next theme night where people can stop by and see what it's all about.
Right. Next Friday is the wind down.
Yeah.
And next Saturday, we're having our pre-spring fling.
Okay.
We'll be doing a Bloody Mary bar while you walk around and check out some local Scentsy vendors and Premier Design Jewelry. And who's the other one? Mary Kay.
You had everybody at Bloody Mary and Scentsy.
I think so. Yeah. And then on Tuesdays, we have Smokin' Willie's coming in from Knoxville. They do wonderful barbecue. And one of their little taglines is, you don't need teeth to eat it.
No teeth required.
No teeth required.
Stuff is really
right off
tender.
The bone. Yeah.
Really
good.
So
that's
on
awesome.
Tuesdays, they'll be in there. We'll be serving them about noon, lunchtime.
That's awesome. Bobby and Dale, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Making it a great last 45 minutes. It's Bobby DuPuy and Dale Griffiths from the Butter Churn in Woodhull. Fresh food market, feed your family, create community on Facebook. Just type in the Butter Churn on Twitter at the Butter Churn. be their second or third, or I don't know how many followers they got, but thanks for being here. Anytime something's coming up, you guys got a big event, come back and see me.
Okay, great.
All right, Bobby and Dale, thanks so much. It's 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, 8 o'clock.